Clayton looks things over. First and goal. They'll give Justin Jackson. Running left. Angles towards the end zone. Dives. Touchdown. And for just the third time in the history of the program, the Northwestern Wildcats have won a bowl game. And they have done it in the house that Ruth built.
The download with Justin Kaufman. I'm Matt Bubala in with you here tonight on 720 WGN. Thank you very much for being with us, everybody. You heard that earlier today here on 720 WGN. The Wildcats beating Pitt, what was it, 31-24 in the Pinstripe Bowl. Our Adam Hogue joins us on the phone live from New York right now. Hey, Adam, how are you, bud?
Hey, Matt. Good. Victorious day and a game the Wildcats really needed to finish off a season full of adversity.
Now, where are you at right now? Are you still at Yankee Stadium? You're at the airport? You're in a hotel? They're partying? What's going on with the Wildcats?
We are at a hotel, which is where the Northwestern band is staying, because we're sort of en route to the airport on our way back. But they had to make a stop so that the band members can all get their luggage and change before everybody gets on the plane. So we're headed home tonight.
Nice. And what was the scene like afterwards? Only Northwestern, it's crazy to think this is only their third bowl win in school history, and two of them now coached by Coach Fitzgerald, right?
Yeah, and for those fifth-year seniors that are still on the team this year, they were part of the last one 5 years ago. So it's the first time in program history that a senior class has won two bowl games. So, but I think, you know, really just kind of going back to last year's bowl game in Tampa, the Outback Bowl, that they thought they could win and didn't really, you know, have all that great of a showing against Tennessee. Then the season starts this year with two losses. It was kind of really headed south there, right? And so for them to kind of turn things around in October and have it all capped off with a bowl win like this, I guess they're a good Pitt team. That's a team that beat Clemson and beat Penn State. Clemson, obviously, in the college football playoff. So that was a quality opponent and a big-time win that could help bring some momentum towards next season.
Yeah, and Pitt was ranked 23rd going into the game, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. And an 8-4 team, but I think a team that was probably better than what their record said. Four of their losses were close and against good opponents. And I mentioned the big wins that they had, including beating Clemson on the road, the only time Clemson lost this year.
So Justin Jackson is the big star of the game, 3 touchdowns, 224 yards, his third year at Northwestern. Any chance he comes back next year, or is he cashing in now for the pros after that game?
Yeah, I was trying to follow along with some of the post-game comments from him and others. I think he said that he wants to make sure he gets his degree before he leaves. So I think he'll probably come back. Now, I did ask in one of our post-game interviews that I did on the field on our post-game show, I did ask Anthony Walker if he wanted to come back and do it again, because there's some speculation that he could leave. That's Northwestern's outstanding linebacker. Mm-hmm. And he just said, we'll see. And he sort of laughed it off. So he wasn't ready to commit either way yet.
Yeah, well, that's understandable. I mean, you just won this big game. You don't want to make any commitments just yet. But looking forward to next year, some guys may leave early, but how many seniors do we return? What is the what's it look like for next year for the Cats?
Well, they have to replace guys like Austin Carr, outstanding wide receiver that kind of came out of nowhere this year. But there is a ton of talent coming back, especially if Anthony Walker decides to come back, if Justin Jackson comes back. Godwin Igwebuke, their safety, is a guy that can probably play in the NFL in the future. And he's only a junior, so he should be coming back. And, of course, Clayton Thorson, their quarterback, who took a really huge step forward this year, if he takes another step forward next year. I mean, this is a team that could do some damage, because they were still pretty young this year. And in fact, that youth was probably why they struggled a little bit early out of the season. So, and I'm a big believer, I've been around college football a long time, that, a lot of people call these bowl games meaningless. I think it maybe sometimes varies what kind of situation each program is in and how much they really how much meaning they really do carry. I do know from being around that team today and the way they celebrated, this one obviously meant a ton to Northwestern. They celebrated like it was a championship. And I think that in that kind of situation where this team is, it could really springboard a lot of momentum towards next year. I've seen it happen with other programs, and I think with the talent this team has coming back next year, it could be a special year.
And as far as recruiting, I mean, it's tough because most everybody is committed for next year already. How much does this mean for Coach Fitzgerald, a great nationally televised game with a big victory and a team playing so well? What does this mean for him moving forward as far as recruiting?
Yeah, I think anytime Northwestern can get their program out there and get a win like that, it helps. They're really in a unique position the way they are. They recruit more nationally than some other state schools. They kind of put a big emphasis on locking in their specific state, Northwestern, just because of the academic institution it is, recruit some of them all over, and they recruit a lot on the East Coast. So I think the fact that, getting this win in Yankee Stadium in New York, I think there's significance there in terms of recruiting that can help them.
Joe Girardi said he had planned to be in Florida with his family, but he's glad he stayed behind to cheer on his alma mater. Were there a decent amount of Wildcat fans in the stadium today? It looked like it on TV.
Yeah, I got to say the crowd today was very impressive. I didn't know what to expect. The Pitt fans really showed up. The Northwestern fans really showed up. There were areas in the high upper deck that I don't think they sold tickets for.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those were the only areas that really weren't full of fans. Otherwise, most of the stadium was completely full, really split 50-50. It was an exciting game with good fans on both sides in a pretty cool atmosphere at Yankee Stadium. I didn't know what to expect because it's a football game in a baseball stadium, but
yeah,
my expectations were certainly exceeded today. It was a pretty cool atmosphere.
Yeah, it was very cool. It was great to watch on TV. It was great hearing Dave call it here and you calling it from the sidelines here at 720 WGN. Good for the Wildcats. And now we got to look forward to some basketball because they're having an amazing season as well. Now we can fully turn our attention to that. I don't know, Adam, what do you think here? Looking into your crystal ball, do you think this is the year the Wildcats finally go to the dance?
They certainly have taken care of it, what they need to take care of so far. Very impressive. They're going to have to probably finish at least 500 in the Big Ten, if not better. And the Big Ten's always tough. But I think you look at the schedule and the way this team's playing, certainly is in the possibility this year. And I think the way you look at it right now, you should probably think, they're probably going to do it. At least that should be the expectation. I think that's the expectation that Coach Allen would want. So, Dave's here with me now, but he's got a busy schedule ahead of them because they're at Michigan State this weekend, and then you jump right back in more travel with the basketball team. And I'm just happy Dave can celebrate this victory because, for us at WGN, it's all about Dave and getting these big wins like this.
Boy, way to suck up to the boss while he's right there, Adam. I really appreciate what you're trying to pull there. It's good for you.
Exactly. Yes.
Well, I will say in all honesty, though, good for Dave because, just like Pat Hughes used to suffer through some Cub seasons here that were really rough, Dave has suffered for his alma mater through many tough football and basketball seasons. So good for him that he's getting to enjoy some of these games a little bit more maybe than he used to. All right, Adam, I know you got to get rolling. You guys got to get that band and get on a plane. Thanks for jumping on the phone. Have a safe trip home. We'll see you soon, bud.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Happy New Year.
You too. Adam Hoge out in New York with Dave Ennett after the big Wildcat victory in the Pinstripe Bowl in New York City today. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Matt Bubala in for Justin Kaufman here on 720 WGN.